You're not going to see that investigator. You can't talk to him.
He knows anyway, Sally says. Couldn't you tell? Couldn't you see by the way he was looking at us?
Just thinking about Gary's gaunt face and all the worry that was there makes her chest feel even worse. She's going to find herself suffering from a stroke or angina or something before this day is through. You can't go after that guy, Jillian tells Sally. There's not a bit of nonsense in her tone. We'll both be sitting in jail if you do. I don't know what would make you even consider this.
I've already decided, Sally says.
To do what? Go to his motel? Get down on your knees and beg for mercy?
If I have to. Yes.
You're not going, Jillian says. Sally looks at her sister, considering. Then she opens the car door. No way, Jillian says. You're not going after him.
Are you threatening me?
Maybe I am. She isn't going to let her sister screw up her future just because Sally feels guilty about something she didn't even do.
Oh, really? Sally says. How exactly do you plan to get to me? Do you think you could possibly ruin my life any more than you already have?
Wounded, Jillian takes a step back.
Try to understand, Sally says. I have to set this right. I can't live this way.
A storm has been predicted, and the wind has begun to rise. Strands of Sally's black hair whip across her face. Her eyes are luminous and much darker than usual. Her mouth is as red as a rose. Jillian has never seen her sister look so disheveled, so unlike her usual self. At this moment, Sally seems to be someone who would rush headlong into a river when she hasn't yet learned how to swim. She'd jump from the branches of the tallest tree, convinced all she needed for a safe landing were her outstretched arms and a silk shawl to billow out and catch the air as she fell. Maybe you should wait. Jillian is trying her sweetest voice, the one that has talked her out of speeding tickets and bad affairs.
We can discuss it. We can decide together.
But Sally has made her decision. She refuses to listen. She gets into her car, and short of jumping behind the Honda to block it, Jillian can't do anything but stand and watch as Sally drives away. She watches for a long time, too long, because in the end, all Jillian is watching is the empty road, and she's seen that before. She's seen it much too often.